With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Monday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors discussed a request they received by the County Auditor Katie Flint to rescind previously passed resolutions. Two resolutions were passed by the Franklin Supervisors on January 3rd of this year, one appointing the County Auditor as the clerk to the board, the other appointing the County Auditor as the Budget Director. A motion was made by Supervisor Chris Van Ness to rescind both resolutions, but the motion failed due to a lack of a second. CG Public Health has received a $2.1 million federal grant to continue their efforts protecting children and families from the hazards of lead-based paint and other home health and safety issues. This competitive grant aims to reduce the number of children with elevated blood lead levels and protect families from lead poisoning by targeting income-eligible homes in Cerro Gordo County containing lead-based paint. The grant aims to repair and remove lead hazards and other health and safety hazards in 65 area homes in the next 4 years. Older homes and poverty are both risk factors for exposure to lead and other safety hazards. Nearly 13% of Cerro Gordo County children live in poverty, and almost 55% of homes in the county were built prior to 1960, when concentration of lead in paint was higher. For more information, go to cghealth.com. Again, that's cghealth.com. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services plans to sell some of its land at all five of its state-owned facilities. HHS owns and operates mental health institutions in Cherokee and Independence, the Boys State Training School in Eldora, and the Woodward and Glenwood Resource Centers. Glenwood is slated to close next year. HHS Director Kelly Garcia says one reason they're selling some of the land at the Cherokee facility is to help address the area's housing crisis. Like many Iowa communities, affordable housing is at a premium, and these parcels of land should both bring a good price and create new places to build. Garcia says the department plans to host a town hall meeting in Cherokee Wednesday about the sale. Land surveys are already complete, and the property should be on the market soon. The Iowa Supreme Court has selected District Judge Rustin Davenport of Mason City, District Judge David Oatkirk of Waterloo, and Senior Judge Michael Schilling of Burlington as Iowa Business Specialty Court judges. They will join five other judges in their new capacity. The primary aim of the Iowa Business Specialty Court is to move business or complex commercial cases through the court system at a faster pace, with lower costs for litigants, and with more efficient use of judicial branch resources. Since its inception in May of 2013, the Iowa Judicial Branch has assigned 204 cases to the business court. 42 of those cases have been assigned this year alone to date. Judge Davenport serves in Iowa Judicial District 2A, which includes Franklin, Butler, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, and Hancock counties in the broadcast area. Last week, the Dumont City Council passed on the second and third readings an ordinance amendment concerning licensing of certain animals, in this case, dogs. The one-time fee for a license will be $20, but the fines for each violation were increased. The first violation will be $250, the second $500, and the third $750. The travel forecast indicates it will be a very busy holiday on Iowa's roads next week for Thanksgiving. Brian Ortner, a spokesman for AAA Iowa, says their estimates are showing a significant boost in Thanksgiving travelers for our region of the Midwest, which contains Iowa and five other states.
The projection is 4 million travelers out of the region, including Iowans, are going to be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period. It's the fourth highest forecast on record for our region since 2005. And that means about 2% more, about 85,000 more travelers over this coming holiday than last year.
In the months since the COVID-19 pandemic ended, we've seen a steady increase in travel numbers for Iowa and across the country. As Ortner says, many people are taking a YOLO attitude.
Back in late August, there was an initial survey done of our AAA members asking them why they're traveling now, why they're traveling in more numbers. And a lot of them said because it's the... You only live once. belief. You know, people want to get out and spend time with friends and family.
When people make plans to take a trip, gasoline prices often won't make an impact once their decision is made. But Ortner says it's a nice bonus when pump prices fall in correspondence with the holiday.
You know, if we look at the price per gallon today, on average across the state, we're at $3.05. And that's a great number. And there are some spots around the state that are even less than that $3 level. If we compare that to a year ago at this time, we were $3.51 a gallon. So, you know, more than 40 cents difference.
The Motor Club says about 4.3 million people in our region will be traveling over Thanksgiving, with 3.8 million going by motor vehicle, and another 231,000 will be flying.
We're at a new high for what we consider other travel, so that's cruises, trains, bus, and that sort of thing. And a lot of folks are heading for those destination cruises. That number is up almost 13% over last year.
Nationwide, AAA projects 55.4 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from home over the four-day Thanksgiving Day holiday. An advocacy group for older Iowans is raising concerns about Alliant Energy's proposal to raise its natural gas and electric rates. Alliant has asked the Iowa Utilities Board to approve a 5% rate increase for its natural gas customers and a 7.7% increase in its electric rates. Brad Anderson, who's state director of AARP, says that's excessive and will be a hit to older Iowans on fixed incomes. Alliant's last rate hike was in 2019, and since then, the company says it has dealt with inflation and the repair of infrastructure damaged by the derecho in August of 2020. The company also says it needs to bury more power lines, as only 20% or so are underground today. A freshman at St. Paul's Lutheran School in Latimer was recognized over the weekend at the Iowa Honey Producers Conference in Ames. Emmett Elling received the IHPA 2023 Youth Award. Emmett was chosen for the award for his work in promoting and educating others on beekeeping, as well as for his enthusiasm and entrepreneurship and starting his own beekeeping enterprise called Iowa Bee. Corn harvested for grain reached 94% statewide through Sunday, on pace with last year, but 10 days ahead of the five-year average in Iowa. The latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows that moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain remained steady at 16%. Soybean harvest was nearly complete, on pace with last year and 9 days ahead of the average. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.